Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Yo.
Yo.
How you doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
Good. Good.
Good.
How's life?
Bloody super.
Yeah?
Ipswich are in the Premier League. Got a new banging song. What a life.
Aren't you going out on tour this week?
Going on tour on, I leave Thursday night.
Living the fucking dream.
Hey.
What does the tour look like?
What does it look like?
As in days and venues and towns.
Relentless. Day after day, town after town, city after city.
How many dates?
13.
Okay.
Got a big tour bus though, so it's quite...
Got a tour bus?
Yes. Got my face on it.
Get out, it's Spotify dollar.
That was actually a company called Adrian Flux sorted that out for us.
Shout out to Adrian.
Shout out to Adrian Flux. Thank you very much for the tour bus. John?
All right, boys. How are we doing then?
Superb. How are you?
Feel alive. It's great.
What the fuck's going on?
What's going on?
I just feel... I feel free of any responsibility... I'm just enjoying life. Well, I can, you know. I reckon I've got a month.
Did you hand everything in on time?
Oh, God, did I just? Yeah, and with about a day to spare.
You look like a right back for Portugal.
I've got an Ashraf Hakimi Morocco top on from when I went to Morocco.
Very nice.
But yeah, he is a right back actually, so he's kind of along the right lines. Yeah, a couple of my mates were up till.
Well done.
You feel like you're on the front foot.
Are you going to let me answer a question at a time? Yes, a couple of my mates were up till 10 a.m. the day of. Just didn't sleep through the night, just stayed up till 10, finishing. And I was catching some Zeds, zero worries in the world.
Yeah, sweet dreams.
No doubt they'll do better than me, so.
I feel like if I scratch the surface of this kind of confidence, there's a worried person underneath thinking, what next?
What, me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I haven't given a thought to what's next. No, I have not even given it a single thought because after this month, life from then on goes downhill.
No?
There's no...
Terrible attitude.
It's a slippery slope to the Grim Reaper and that's it.
Your life's just starting. You've got true freedom to do what you want. You don't have to do your little homeworks or anything
but
anymore.
But I don't know, do I? Because someone will come along and I'll get a job and then they own me and then I've got to work for them from 9 till 5.
What, Julian?
Julian, yeah. I don't think we can say Julian would own me.
Sorting through Nigel's dildos in the warehouse.
Yeah, actually, I've got a bone to pick with a couple of the directors. On the last day of the season,
wow.
I was like, dissertation done, about to hand it all in, da-da-da. And then all of them went, oh, warehouse operative for you next year then. I was like, oh, cheers. Yeah, no worries.
What do they say? Warehouse operative.
Yeah, is it, you know, like back to Amazon? So I used to work at Amazon.
Oh, back to your old job.
Yeah.
Who said that? These board of directors?
A couple of them, actually, yeah. I'm not going to name and shame. They both have the same name. That's all I'll say. So everyone else could go do their research.
Oh, God. Well, I got recognised by the club today. Don't know if you saw.
I saw that.
What?
Bit of banter on TikTok.
What TikTok. Was that about?
So who would that have been in the club?
That's what I want to know.
Ooh, I think we've got our... I think it used to be a chap called Oliver Stockman. I always get his second name wrong because I know someone called Stockton. I don't know his surname, but...
it's a lot of power, isn't it?
He is brilliant. He is so, so talented. I don't know if anyone's seen the edits of the away games. He does all the edits and they're
very good.
Fantastic. Talented, yeah, talented young man.
Well, I did a TikTok, right? Of this football speech I did. Exeter City comment, the official account, 3 crying laughing faces.
Be nice to get to the bottom of that.
What, it's not exactly end-to-end encryption, is it? He's just put 3 emojis.
No, as in who has.
Yeah.
And is he just sat in his pants on the sofa or is he a
what
desk?
Is your obsession with people not having trousers on? I don't get it. People wear trousers, you know. It's not just like wear trousers, go to work. People wear trousers in and around the house or shorts.
When I'm at home, I just wear a pair of football shorts, no pants or anything.
I've got shorts on there.
I've got shorts
with
on.
With no pants on.
But it is the summer.
Lovely.
We're all wearing... This is the episode he's got no trousers on. He's trying to throw us off. Oh, I've got shorts on now. You stand up now. Stand up.
Who is this bloke?
Oh, no. I prefer uni, John.
Hey, I'm still...
This guy's a maniac. Anyway, I replied, get me in first game of the season.
What do you get you in? Get you in where?
To do the team talk, because my video was a team talk, and I'm doing Take That lyrics.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the clip, yeah.
They reply to me, we'll give it some thought, just have a little patience.
Wow.
Another Take That lyric, they've hit me back.
Whoever's done that, you deserve a bloody pay rise.
Really good, that.
Would you take that job, John?
What job? TikTok operator? No, I'm not intelligent enough for all that crap. I would never have thought of an adequate Take That response. Although I do like Jason Orange. I feel like the Jason Orange of this group. Is he Take That? I think he is Take That. Yeah, he's...
Go on, why are you
he's
Mr.
just
Orange?
The guy that no one ever thinks about. The other two are sort of the talented ones, and Jason Orange is, yeah, all right, Jason, mate, what are you doing? No, I'm just back here singing. Don't worry about me.
Bit harsh on Jason.
He knows his role, Jason Orange.
So what's next for you, John, in the next week or two?
I've decided.
Say wanking.
No, I was going to say a lot of beverages.
Mrs. Beer. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Who's Mrs. Beer?
Your lovely mother.
Oh, okay, yeah. And my gran is listening, so.
Oh, God.
Sorry, granny.
2 generations of women scarred for the evening.
No, they won't care. Let's... What am I going to
do? Would they not care? Are you quite open in talking about those sorts of things with your family?
Probably not my granny, no.
But your mum?
I mean, me and my mum don't really find any discussion awkward. There's never been like I can't talk about this with you. It's like, oh, just...
What if she walked in on you doing something?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That is weird. Why are you even asking that?
But, would it be awkward?
Yeah, well, that'd be awkward for anybody.
Well, it's just would you laugh about it?
It'd be funny if you were both like, I don't find it awkward. I don't find it awkward. Yeah.
No conversation we've ever had has been awkward. My mum's quite a normal human being. I think people that find that kind of, like talking with their children about that kind of stuff awkward are probably doing their child a disservice rather than helping them out.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I'm not even a father yet, so take that for words.
Have you had those sorts of chats before then, like sort of
no,
a bit risky?
No, not particularly. Not, isn't it? It's not, you know, what's the point? I don't need to, you know? Everybody knows where we stand. Everyone knows out about the bees and the birds. Let's not beat around the bush.
And the birds and the bees.
But yeah, how the hell did we get here?
Yeah, well, sorry, the next 2 weeks, Joel.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Like okay, tomorrow, you're waking up, what are you doing?
256 Tuesday tomorrow, mate.
And what's that?
You probably start drinking for about 6, get to the club for about... Depends who's working on the door, about 10-ish, just after...
Why does it depend who's working on the door?
Well, it's the person we know who's working on the door, who remain unnamed. We just get straight in, but if he's not on the door, we got a queue, which is a bit long.
Oh.
So, yeah, 256 Tuesday, Wednesday, recovering from the hangover. Thursday is racquetball, booked out.
When are you leaving the house?
I think the tenancy ends at the end of June, but I won't stay that long.
Oh, you've got ages to just... You're just playing, aren't you?
Just living life, like...
Right, you wake up, you're back at home. It's the first day you've stopped uni. You wake up. What do you do?
Cry for 30 minutes. Realise it's not that deep. And then probably just faff about. Well, I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the
go
next
traveling?
Steps of my life are. No, no.
Yeah.
Not
are you going to go travelling? Are you going to go get a job?
I want to go on holiday. I want to reward my hard work for this academic year with a holiday, but I was looking at...
With the lads?
Only just a bit. Yeah, it's good.
How's everyone else feeling?
It's a really good question. How was everybody else feeling? Relieved. Not thinking about what's next. Enjoy every day as it comes. You might not get tomorrow.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. I'm feeling quite sad for all of you.
I'm feeling sad for me.
That's selfish. I really hope you don't become... It's quite good pod content. I hope you still go out and...
I was driving along yesterday, John. I was thinking of you. I was looking at the clouds.
Look at the road if you're driving.
Please, do not take that advice.
But I thought about that thing you said about... Oh, I don't know how you worded it, but... Oh, I'm going to lose my passion for football. I really hope I don't lose my passion for football. And I thought... Yeah, you probably will, actually. You won't be the John that we've experienced the last 2 years.
No, but if anything, I'm more detached from Exeter City now than I've ever been, which is worrying when you really think about it, because how attached was I before? But as in, like, I'm so far away from it all, it's quite easy to separate. Although, if you listen to previous episodes, it doesn't sound like it's been easy to separate. But if I was back at home... God, it'd be like 10 times worse. That'd be it. That's my life.
I suppose because you're surrounded by your family, everyone's sad in the house, bringing each other down.
Is it worth moving home for the pod?
I wouldn't move anywhere for the pod, specifically. I wouldn't move anywhere. This is the thing. Like, I was driving to the co-op earlier, right? And this is such a minimalistic story, but it really got me in my feels. I had a song on, can't remember what song it was. I was driving, I was like, I'm probably only going to do this drive 10 more times. I like this area, I like where I live. I like the people around me. But, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel like there's a pit in my stomach right now about it. Because I just think, you love it there, don't you?
I do. Love is interesting. I loved it. I think I am ready to call it quits and see what the next... You know, when one door closes, you know, another one swings wide open. Might not be the right door. Might not be the right door. But when that one shuts, another one comes back again. You've got to walk through as many doors as possible. Not only to get to places, but metaphorically as well. Sometimes it's a door to the bus. Sometimes it's a door to a new beginning. So, yeah, I guess my advice to people is don't worry about change. Embrace it. Thank you. That's been my new football club. It's been a fantastic episode. I've enjoyed every single minute of it.
Are you going to cry when you leave and say goodbye for the last time?
The thing is, right, I've thought about this. I don't think I can cry anymore. I cannot tell you the last time I cried.
Did you have a tear in the dark winter period?
Absolutely not. I've never... Actually, that's a lie. I've cried about football.
What do you mean you can't cry anymore?
I can't remember the last time I cried or felt anything, you know, like, I've never been like, I feel nothing every day.
Try and think about the last time you cried. That's fucking worrying, that. There's a therapist listening to this thinking, Jesus.
No, I just, I felt miserable in the dark winter, but I was never like, that. Me and my dad would talk about it. We like, normally we'd be stressing our asses off about that horrible run, but it just, like my dad would say, it just felt like we were never going to win. So you just sort of accepted it, like you were turning up every week.
No, you didn't accept it at all. I've got a couple of episodes you can listen back to. You're a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, maybe not. I guess I have still, maybe it's only negative feelings I can feel.
What now?
Yeah.
You felt happy.
Oh, before, at one point in my life. Yeah, definitely. Definitely felt happy before.
No, you feel happiness now. You do.
Yeah, do I? Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know, though. I've never actively feel like, oh, I'm happy now. I just go through every day as it is, isn't it? Like when I plonked one in the top bins earlier, I was sort of happy, yeah. But I wasn't like, oh.
It's fleeting, isn't it? It's fleeting.
That's the thing. It's a high that you keep chasing. And you never, if you don't get past the next level and you're always chasing that next level of happiness, it's no point chasing. I don't know what I'm on about. I don't know what I'm on
No, about. You're getting somewhere.
Let's enjoy the now. Let's enjoy the now.
And not every day can be good.
Just be content.
Yeah.
Be content.
Yeah. What makes me happy other than football? And half the time, that doesn't make me happy. Maybe playing the Xbox with my mates. That makes me quite happy. Playing football with my mates. Drinking with my mates.
Yeah. So friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah. Companionship.
What about...
Ladies.
The ladies. The love.
Intense pleasure.
No. Yeah. No. Nope. No.
You're not happy in the throes of passion. You must be.
I've heard you're ecstatic.
Yeah.
No. And now that I think about it, no. Like when I'm on a night out, I never think like my priority is never ever like, you know, like some lads like, yeah, women, wee. I'm more like, oh, I should have a good time with your mates. If something happens, isn't it?
And when something does happen, does that make you happy?
No.
Does it give you a sense of, like...
Oh, it doesn't feel... It's not genuine. It's not a genuine connection with someone in a bloody 256 Tuesday, is it? That's the thing. That's what you want in life. Genuine connections. You know, like, we fake it for the pod. There's no genuine connections here. Whereas, you know, we...
Well, that's a bit... I feel connected to you. I feel deeply connected to you.
Yeah, I do, actually. I don't know. That's a terrible joke.
That's okay. Okay.
You know, sometimes you get a home run. Sometimes they trickle past the first base.
Some lovely sayings coming from you today, John. Really nice stuff.
That's what I do, mate. Just come out of one-liners and leave.
Yeah. So you don't know what you're going to do then?
No, I've absolutely not got a clue.
Five things. I put a gun to your head. Five things. Don't overthink it.
All right, Nando's. All right, yeah. I'd like to have a Nando's if you've got a gun to my head. Like, am I dying after these five things?
No, I mean over the next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're saying, tell us what you want over the next year. Five things you want to achieve. Go.
Don't overthink it. Go.
I'd like to still be living with my mates.
Number one. That's a good thing.
I wouldn't like to... although I love my parents, I'm not sure. Now you've moved away, it's hard to come back, I think. I like the independency. Is that a word? I think so. We'll go with it. We'll run with it. I would like to not drink as much.
Okay. These are
that's
easy
both
achieved.
Really healthy things. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I'd like to have a steady job. God, what are the other two?
You want to watch a lot of Exeter home games?
I don't know.
Get back into that.
I mean, I've watched a lot of home games this season. Well, not a lot, but quite a few.
Are you losing interest in Exeter?
No, I've already seen quite a few for how far away I live. People forget.
But do you want to go to? Do you want to say like, all right, I'm going to go to 80% of home games next
season? I lived in Exeter, I would go to every home game without fail. Saturday, there was nothing else to do. No one does anything from anything else till 3 to 5 on a Saturday, unless you're normal. Trying to think, what are the other two things I'd like to do? Spend more time with my granny, I think. I've lived too far away for a while.
These are easily achievable.
Yeah. I feel like this isn't what you wanted to hear.
No, it's whatever you say I want to hear.
And I'd like a couple more tattoos, if that's all right.
I nearly got a tattoo on Saturday.
No, you didn't.
What?
No, you didn't.
What, a spur of the moment one?
Would that have been your first one?
Yeah.
How can we not talk about this? Seriously. Now.
I've told you this. Me and Nomi had a chat. I can't remember how it came up, but she got my initial under our wedding ring.
Is lovely.
Very romantic.
And I said I'll get N under mine.
Yeah.
She got hers done. I booked mine in. I backed out.
Did you get to the tattoo shop?
So this was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You just described 4 or 5 years ago the other day.
But I walked past the tattoo shop on Saturday and I went, I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to do it. And I went in there and I said, hi, I'm thinking about... I said, does it hurt? Yes. Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, it hurts then. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I went, I'm out.
It's a tiny little lens.
Yeah,
though.
It'd be like 30 seconds of pain.
I then Googled it and it said, but everywhere I read it was saying, yeah, don't have them on your hands or fingers.
Yeah, but you're in a job sector where it doesn't really matter.
No, as in it's too painful.
Oh, right, pain levels. Right, okay.
Honestly,
if you got
I've
one,
really for? Painful. I've got quite a few. Yeah.
Do what?
Yeah. Do you know what?
I had this one on my shoulder. That took 5 hours, and it wasn't that bad. They're not that bad.
Have you got any on your hands?
I've got one quite close to my hand.
Right. I need this.
Wow.
Talk to me. I walk in on Saturday, they say, sit down, what am I going to experience?
Wait, you're going on Saturday again?
No, I'm imagining.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tring. Hello, mate, can I help you?
Oh, hi, yeah, sorry. I don't know why I'm apologising, but basically I'm looking to have an N on that finger, and my wife got hers done, and I went into one in Crawley and I said, is it going to hurt? And he went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I backed out a knob. Yeah. So I come in here. Oh, does it hurt?
Look, mate, I'm not going to lie to you. It don't feel like feather dusting on your hand.
Why, does it hurt, though?
Sorry?
Does it hurt? Alfie, honestly, mate, does it hurt?
Yeah. Excuse me? How do you know my name?
Does it hurt? Genuinely?
A bit.
Oh, listen, look,
can I create the pain before I go in other way, like pinching my skin?
Or... Yeah, you can. Just grab a drill and then
drill
into your hand.
Oh, I'm not doing this.
No, it's not. It's honestly not. Look, what does it feel like?
Have you ever had a paper cut?
Yeah, fucking hate it.
Paper cut is worse pain than the tattoo.
Well, I wouldn't have a paper cut for 15 minutes.
It's not... A little head on your finger will genuinely take 2 minutes.
He said 15 minutes.
No, boy, he's the worst tattoo
I've had really... I've had really painful ones, and it's not the pain. It's more just like the length of it.
That's what she said.
And like, it's really not
Sorry,
that bad.
Oh,
yeah.
He.
Oh, that it's okay. It's, you know, let's grow
Mainly
up a
he.
Bit. Mainly, yes. where was I? It's sore. I'd say the most annoying thing is actually the itchiness after, because you've got like a little N, it'll be fine. Honestly, you'll do it go...
Is it a sting? Is it a sharp pain? Is it a dull ache? What am I?
It's like a dragging. Like, imagine you're dragging something
dragging.
Like spiky across your hand quickly. Like,
yeah, it's very hot.
It's kind of like a stinging, not a stinging. It's not, there's no painful experience you've had that will be like it. It's just not that painful. It will hurt. It'll go on, you'll go, oh, and then you'll be like, oh, I can tolerate that. It's such a tolerable pain.
This is what my face is like when I'm getting painful once I'm ready.
Ouch. Yeah, ouch.
I might giggle. That's smart. Ooh.
So you can't imagine going, no, I'm out.
I'd never, ever.
No, you're not like, you're not like that. No one would ever get them done.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like this. Ooh.
Ouch. I've had a few, and I've had them in different areas.
Yeah, that's what you'll be doing.
Oh my God.
No, you wouldn't be like that.
No, that's pathetic. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, God, would I say something like, bloody hell, how long's this going for?
Yeah, I can make that joke. Better go like this. All right, won't be long, mate. Won't be long.
Oh, is that over with? Oh.
Have you ever had anything stitched up? Like a wound stitched up or anything like that?
Yeah, I can't remember what it felt like.
It's way. I had my knee stitched up the other day, and that was way more painful than a tattoo.
I fainted at Plymouth Argyle with COVID injection.
Sorry?
That's needles, though. That's not.
It's that fear of needles.
These are.
This thing isn't scary.
It's not going that deep.
They're tiny.
It's not going that deep. It's going.
Yeah.
If you look at your finger or your hand, you got like three layers of thickness. You only go through the first two. The needle goes through like all three, I think. I don't know.
Honestly, it's I am the I am the biggest wuss in the world with everything, and I would get it done knowing what the pain was like and not be worried. I'm the biggest wuss going.
It also depends where you have them. It hurts more. So, for example, like
that so bony.
Yeah, but I had one on my foot, and that's very bony, and that was not that was the least painful one I had. The most painful one I had was this one.
Yeah, that was where mine hurt as well.
Because there's lots of receptors at the top of your arm and at the bottom. So in the middle, it's fine, but the further you go up your arm and down, it hurts more.
So what was your face like when you had that done, John?
When I had that, you have to bear in mind as well, I was 18, maybe just turned 18 when I had that done. And I was on my phone the whole time. Squat a lot of people fall asleep while getting tattoos, like long ones. It's quite therapeutic for some people.
It's not that bad, honestly.
That one hurt quite a bit. That one was painful.
A lot of shading.
Yeah, the shading hurts, yeah.
How long would that take? Hour?
That took 15, 20 minutes. Maybe 30 minutes.
Okay.
Honestly, yours would be done so quick.
I can't, there's no way it'd be more than 10 minutes. No way. Up, down, up. Done. Maybe add a little flick on the end if you want a fancy N.
What did Naomi say? Did she say it hurt?
She said, no. She said, no, it's fine. She's always just a bit like, oh, did you not do it again? Okay.
The only thing with the one on the hands is you'll have to have it.
She must really resent you for that.
You'll have to have it touched up every couple of years.
It's more than pathetic.
It'll rub out.
It's more than pathetic, you say?
Yeah. Do you know what I think it is?
Go on.
And this is not a slight at you. I'm very fond of you. I think it's selfish. I think she went through that pain to show her love for you, and you can't do the same back.
I'll tell you what it is. I'm traumatised having gone into the tattooist in Crawley and me saying, is it going to hurt? And he went, yeah. And then he just went back to work. And then when he did it again on Saturday, the new bloke, is it going to hurt? Yeah. Why didn't you say no, not really?
Stop asking them if it's going to hurt.
Can I set you up with a person? I know a very good tattoo artist. He'll look after you.
Do it for Naomi. Do it for
imagine
her.
If she won't be listening to this. Imagine you.
She will.
Oh, okay. Maybe
love you, baby. Bit.
Oh, Christ. Maybe just like do it out of the blue without her there. And you
that's
go on
what
your
I was going to do on Saturday. That's what I thought.
And then
you
don't tell her. You just don't tell her when you get back either. Just have it on your hand and see how long it takes her to realise.
Just hold her hand. Put your hand on her thigh. And she'll go, what are you looking down? Oh my God, you've done it. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Oh, thank you so much.
That is how much you mean to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might get extra as well. On my Please. Ass.
Well, when I got this done, Taggy took the piss, so...
Really? What did he say?
He says something like, it's a bit brave, that. As in, like, you know, it's a bit out there. He's right. I'd bleed for this club.
Oh, please get it done, David. I will.
I will.
That would be so actually, good.
I need to go on my own. I just get the quiet on my own.
Yeah.
Can I go with you?
Absolutely not.
I'll look after you, though. I'll hold your hand if you need. Get you.
You'll make things so much worse, John.
Oh, come on, mate. It fucking hurts. I'm fainting.
Oh, you know I'm not like that.
Grim day.
That's all a stage act for the audience.
A stage act?
I care about you and your well-being.
Very convincing.
And your marriage a lot.
You said there's literally no connection on the pod.
Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah. That was a shit joke. That didn't land. Do you think I'd be rocking up out of bed every day to come and talk to you guys if I couldn't be arsed? Yeah, but you've got to have a siesta, mate.
Hello.
Can I ask, going into the second half of the episode, can I ask about Ipswich and how Alfie's genuinely feeling? Yeah. And also if John's in any way jealous of where Alfie is currently as a football fan. And then we've got a song to play, John.
Okay, let's do this.
And I need to get my charger. Can I get my charger?
Yeah, yeah, go for it, go for it.
And we just sat there in silence, just looking at Twitter.
You still coming show next week?
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to miss my brother performing at the bloody...
Mate.
I can't... I'm actually quite nervous.
Really?
Yeah, like... I just want...
In case I mess up?
Nah, I know you won't. But I just want it to be good for all of you.
It'll be good, mate.
Yeah, oh.
It'll be good.
But yeah, you know. You don't...
We'll be a few shows in by then as well, so we won't be nervous anymore.
Do you think you'll be nervous for the first one? Are you bricking it now? Do you think you better tell? You know when some people are nervous and they get up on stage to accept, like, their voice goes all like croaky and like.
I won't do that. It'll be more like the thing I'm worried more about is like forgetting stuff.
Do you know what I've deeped here? Actually, it's just hit me. For someone who hates that kind of stuff, you do so much of it.
I know. No, it's my. I was saying to my mum yesterday, it's crazy. I've created this life for me that just causes me anxiety every day.
Do you think you only sleep the night before?
I'll be all right. Honestly, because of the last tour, I think I'll be all right. I'll be like, oh. Well,
I thought today, Alfie, you are where I want to be.
Yeah.
I know I support Man United, but it's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
As soon as it happened, the final whistle blew, I felt nothing. Because it was just like, I've never been here before. I just didn't really know how to feel. I was just watching everyone run on the pitch and whatnot. Just
were
like,
you at the game?
Oh, yeah, were you at the game?
No, see, I had actually had a terrible time of it. So I'd been up until 6 a.m. the night before editing because I've got to get everything done. And I'd woken up at 8. So on 2 hours, I was doing a John. I was on 2 hours sleep. It was really grim.
You get used to it.
And then I was editing whilst the game was on as well. And I was, yeah, it was just like, so what? And then I started thinking about, my mind instantly went to like Fantasy League and Match of the Day and like Man United, Arsenal, like Saka and Haaland and Bruno Fernandes and Van Dijk and Salah potentially are all going to be at Portman Road at some point next year. Where I've very recently been watching League One teams playing, like very recently. 2 years ago, I was watching Exeter play.
Yep.
All right, mate. Don't make us a fucking example.
2 years ago, I was watching Exeter at SJP.
One sniff of the Premier League and this guy's got an ego. No, forget it.
In what I can only describe as a cattle shed. And now...
All right, mate.
Etihad.
All right, you know what?
London Stadium.
You can shove your Premier League up your arse. No one cares about it. If you're going to talk about the cattle shed like that...
I love SJP. I will...
No.
I will take
You've
that
You've lost your boardroom privileges, my friend. Now do one.
I never had
Leave
them.
The call.
I never had them.
Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you bloody do. I was going to sort it. And now you've called it a cattle shed. No, go on. Yeah, you stick with that phrase, mate.
John.
Yes, mate.
I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it. Someone tweeted us and said... Ipswich played Forest Green Rovers like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be playing.
Do you know what the most impressive thing about Ipswich's promotion is? And this is where I'm going to be serious head, John, and, you know, give you credit where it's due. 8 of the players who played against Exeter City in the last game of last season played in the promotion game.
Yeah.
That's over. Yeah. I don't even know what that is as a percentage, and I don't care. That's a lot of percentage. Mm-hmm. That's where the impressive thing. It probably shows how good a team you had for League One. And, you know, when we got battered 6-0,
yeah,
a lot of the players actually, Pierce said they'll go straight up again.
I saw his tweet actually saying best team had played against.
Yeah,
that was nice.
My brother actually said, oh, I'd be surprised if they go up again. Like, quality team. So a lot of people whose football opinions I respect were like, yeah, that's the best side we've ever played against. David put up his hand. Yeah. I do David, not respect David's football opinion.
Don't you?
Even
though that I played a higher level than you.
County.
But what? Yeah, but you didn't, though.
He did play a higher level.
I played a higher level.
You played a higher level than me.
You had to pay to come and watch us.
Okay, right. I'll rephrase it.
Just listen to that. You had to pay £3, which back in 1998...
What was that worth?
When the dinosaurs were still knocking
£10.
Out.
£10?
No, that is not
pounds.
Inflation.
Let's work it out. £3 in 1998.
That's like, I've really worked hard for this money. What am I going to choose to spend it on? I'm going to watch David Earl play football.
Do you know what? I might have lied.
Don't say that.
What, as in no one ever paid to watch you play?
I do remember one game where I thought, fucking hell, people are paying.
There we go.
But this was not every game. Absolutely not.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
You have terrible football. You have terrible...
Were you getting paid? Were you getting paid anything?
No.
Oh, right.
Club were pocketing it all.
You probably weren't.
£3 in 1998 in today's money is £5.61.
It's a lot of money, John. It's more than you've got in your account, mate.
Let's not take the piss.
So, there was one game I remember where people had to pay £5.61.
Okay, so one time people paid... Did you start the game?
What?
Did you start?
Yeah, my point is...
Ross,
why don't you respect my football opinion?
No, okay, I'll rephrase then, because you played at a higher level than me. I don't respect your football etiquette.
Ooh, that's a bit bitey.
You don't
a twist.
Get it. You just don't get it, and that's fine. But you just don't get it.
Doesn't get what?
Well, no normal human being goes to watch their rival play and enjoys, as he describes it, the sweet burgers. No one would do that. No normal human being who likes football would do that.
I would.
Yeah, but you're not normal. We've established that you two are not football enthusiasts. You just...
Julian Tagg would.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
So, okay, Julian Tagg's not a real football fan. That's what you're saying.
I would quote me on that.
Who else was there, David? Who else was there, by the way?
Not for me to say.
No, but David. But,
no, who,
but no,
let's
no,
go.
No,
let's
no,
go.
No.
If you're gonna have
listen
a go at me, and David,
me.
Who else was there? Right, Taggy. You don't want me going down that avenue, do you?
Taggy was there for experimental purposes to see the facilities, and this man just jollied along because, oh yeah, I'll go watch Plymouth play. Wah, 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 wah. And I've already been through this.
John,
part of the reason
I'm a Man United fan.
All right, fine. Let's cancel the pod then.
He hates it when you say that, David. Don't say that.
I'm
it upsets
really.
Him.
Yeah, you are, though. You are. Because you knew their kickoffs have changed.
But I support Matt Exeter.
Would you go watch Liverpool? Would you? No, 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 no. Would you go watch Liverpool at Anfield happily?
Absolutely.
Ridiculous.
If the director of bloody Man United invited David to go watch Liverpool to have a look at the facilities... Taggy wasn't looking at the facilities. He wanted a burger and to watch a good standard of football,
mate.
What
it was, there were several reasons. One of them, to have a look at their new Heritage Lounge equivalent.
Oh, let's drag out the Ethan Empedu.
Yeah, second of all, he was there to watch Ethan.
Go in the away end, then.
What? Why would you go in the away end when you know the owner of the club?
Well, what side was Ethan playing
Why
for?
Would I go in the away end when I know Julian?
Yeah.
All right, 1-0 David. Thank you.
Yeah!
Okay, all I'm saying is
£5.61.
You wouldn't catch me or a lot of Exeter City fans dead in that crap pile of heapy shit further down the road.
They stayed up. They didn't
yeah,
play
because Hull couldn't hit a barn door. They give Ipswich a game, but they can't plonk one past the bloody. Oh, I don't want to get.
Listen, we don't want to go here again.
No, we get it. You two are weirdos.
Yeah, David, I will pay you to get a Plymouth tattoo.
Right, that's it. That's actually too far.
Get the same one as John, but PAFC or whatever it be. John, what do you do if David actually does
I resign.
That?
I would resign.
That's crazy.
With immediate effect. Wouldn't resign. Facts, I would. I wouldn't ever shake
your
hand.
Speak to
I
us again?
Hug him. I wouldn't. If he was in the Heritage Lounge,
why are you hugging?
And he had that tattoo on, I would walk. I would be. He'd be dead to me. I thought he could be anywhere else on earth.
You'd never speak to him again.
Never ever speak to him again. Weirdo. What a weird geezer does 4 years of a podcast to get their rivals
weird
tattooed.
Weird geezer approaching.
Just for a practical joke.
No, I'd wash my hands of all here. See you later.
What have I done?
You're the one who encouraged. You're the one paid him, you knob. What have I done?
£50. 50 English pounds.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd buy a cigar, I'd write both your names on it, and I'd smoke it into oblivion, and I'd throw it down a drain.
That would not affect me at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, well, you'll see when...
Good, fill your lungs with tar,
you
mate.
You don't take it. You don't take it
That's
into the lungs.
Show me.
See, that shows what you know about cigar smoking. You take it into your
what
mouth.
Do you do? I actually don't know anything about cigar smoking, you're right. Yeah. You just leave it in the mouth and then you blow it
you
out.
You inhale the cigar.
I thought the whole point was to give yourself coffee chest or something.
Ooh. That's ridiculous. Oh, right. The whole Fair point enough. Is to look cool.
Have you got one near you?
$350 from Monte Carlo.
You said you were going to smoke one if Exeter stayed up.
Yeah, I have smoked one since Exeter stayed up. I've got several here.
Oh, yeah, but you've got to do it on the pod.
Yeah,
got
give a cup, us a I've puff
got
a, in here.
I've got a,
let's have a puff. Have a puff while you listen to the new song.
Absolutely not. That'd
oh,
be a waste.
John, please. No, it wouldn't,
what,
John,
I'll
please.
Buy you. I'll pay for it.
David,
what,
buy
you're buying
you
me a new $350 Monte Cristo cigar?
No, not that,
cigar.
But the other, the crap one.
Yeah, do
it's
a crap one.
They're still Cuban cigars. Cost a bloody fortune.
How much are that? How much is your cheapest one you've
these
got
these will be about £20 each.
There you go.
Okay, I'll transfer £20 to your account.
Do me to smoke? I can't. I'll set the fire alarm off there. Oh, fuck
Come
it,
on,
I'll do it.
I thought you were going to look cool.
Yeah. Can you put some shades on
I don't
on
know
as well?
If I've got a...
Oh, take your top off. Please take your top off,
I can't
off,
smoke a cigar in my room. I can't.
Okay. Oh, what a shame. It would look good. You listen to the new song, which I think's the best song
ever.
Yeah.
Ever made. It's a shame no one can hear them anywhere other than Twitter.
It's the best we've done.
Best we've done.
Yes, that's a high bar.
What's wrong with you today, then? What's going on?
You know, I've washed my hands of all here. That's it. I'm done. Calling it quits. Right, are we playing this song or what?
I'm sending the song over.
Okay. What's this on? On WhatsApp? Right. Immediately. Don't want to be biased, but it's a bit short. But we'll get past that. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Sucking on a Vimto bum bum. I got plenty I can share around. I'll have you sucking till the sun goes down. Let me tell you, you can't go wrong when you're sucking on a Vimto bum bum. Oh, 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 oh. When you're sucking on a Vimto bum bum. Oh, 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 oh. When you're sucking on a, when you're sucking on a. Yeah, I'm a sucker for these little suckers. Don't do drugs, but I'm addicted to these motherfuckers. And when I put them in my mouth, my heart does little flutters. Yeah, sometimes I'll just plate them up and have them for my supper. Bon bon appetit, God, these things are so neat. It's powdery inside and chewy beneath. Sorry, ladies, you won't get me tonight in the sheets. Cause I'll be with my friends sucking sugary sweets. I don't want to chug the blood. Let me tell you, you can't go wrong. When you're sucking on a Vimto bum bum, I got plenty I can share around. I'll have you sucking till the sun goes down. Let me tell you, you can't go wrong. When you're sucking on a Vimto bum bum, oh, 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 oh. When you're sucking on a Vimto bum bum, oh, 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 oh. When you're sucking on a, when you're sucking on a, oh, 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 oh. When you're sucking on a Vimto bum bum.
I knew he wouldn't like the end of it. I knew.
Shaking. No. Arts and crafts.
Like the
arts and
I've never seen an expression change so quickly from ecstatic to
arts and crafty.
Yeah, you ruined it with that bit at the end. It had so much potential. Who is that? What am I being taken over by, buddy? The Autobots. What's going on there? Can you? Have you got the lyrics there? Can you talk me through the chorus?
Yeah.
Can you just sing the chorus, mate? Because I can't hear the chorus. I didn't hear a single bit of the chorus. So can you sing it or say it?
So this song is about your love for Vimto Bonbons.
Yep. Which they ran out of, by the way, as this fix up. Right, go.
Okay. I don't want a chocolate bar. I don't need a lollipop. Let me tell you, you can't go wrong when you're sucking on a Vimto bonbon.
Right.
I got plenty I can share around. I'll have you sucking till the sun goes down.
Great jobs.
Do you get it?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, thank you for the genius breakdown over there.
Then let me tell you, you can't go around sucking on a Vimto bonbon. Sucking on a Vimto bonbon.
That has the potential to be the best one. Cut that last crappy robot out. You're onto a banger. Don't like him.
I don't get
what are you trying there?
We're just having a laugh, mate.
Did have me chuckling.
Oh, in me Vimto bonbon girl. In me Vimto.
I liked it. I think it adds a certain quirky character to it.
Little bit of goof.
Let him goof.
You're trying
around,
too hard
please.
About that. You know my thoughts on arts and crafts.
We do. You should have known.
No, that's the best song so far.
Really?
Oh, is it? I don't know. It's definitely not the worst one. It's nowhere near the worst one. You know what the worst one is.
I like Bon Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Bon Bon Appetit.
There was a couple of bits where I thought, with your creative words and rhyming schemes, you said, I'm a sucker for these suckers. Didn't like that. I thought there could have been something.
I'm a sucker for these little suckers.
Yeah, but
I'm using the double meaning of sucker twice. Do you get it?
I'm a sucker for these suckers.
Yeah, you know when you're a sucker for something, you love something. Like, oh, I'm a sucker for John Beers, whatever.
Whatever.
They love it. They can't get enough of it. I'm a sucker for these little suckers because they're little suckers.
Yeah, second. It's second. It's the second best one. Second best one.
After what? The first one you ever heard
Let go of her.
And it was all new.
Let go of her. Let go of
you
her.
Didn't like that one.
You didn't put that first.
No, but I like it.
How's it go?
Let go of her, John. Let go of her.
It is pretty tasty.
Yeah. And it could apply to so many situations. If I'm angry, put it on in the shower.
Not really. It's literally a story about you getting your heart broken in a club.
Yeah. Yes.
It's very situational.
Yeah, it's crap, actually. Yeah. They're all crap, really. Let's not be around the bush.
What? The songs?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Do you know what? Honestly an arsehole, mate. You're an arsehole.
I knew that would get everybody wrong. I'm flipping joking, mate. You're a great musician. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go,
I do.
You're talented. You're wasting your talent writing an album about me.
I'm not wasting my talent. This is what I want to do. This is what I want
to
write.
You've got a wedding to prepare for.
This is who I am.
Will you sing it at the wedding?
You can't sing at your own wedding.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you definitely can. You didn't.
Ali's walking down the aisle to party, John.
No, I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. But what I would say is first dance. First dance.
Not doing one.
Not doing a first dance.
No.
Someone's stiff on the dance floor.
Yeah, we didn't do one.
I just think it's really cringe. I can't do it.
What? Yeah. But I think the worst part of a wedding is kissing them in front of everybody.
That's the bit I like.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it for the kiss.
Yeah. Little kissy in front of all your friends and family. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Keep watching,
God.
Everyone.
You kiss in front of your mates every night.
Neither confirm nor deny, mate.
John?
Yes.
Have you ever snogged a girl in a club with all your mates there just having a drink and you're there really snogging?
Don't know.
With Connor.
Connor, mate.
Bloody ass. Have they ever said to you, like, oh, you're a good kisser or you're a bad kisser? Or...
God. I don't really want to go into this, really. It's quite a private thing, isn't it? What I get up to on 256 Tuesday is none of your business. I'll keep it to myself.
How do you choose the girl that you're going to snog?
I don't really know. It's not a conscious thing. You might be down on the dance floor and you bump into someone, you look at each other, you're like, oh, hello, you okay? I'm sorry about that. Yeah, next thing you know, bang, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
Do you know what I was just thinking then? While you were chatting, I was like, oh, I'd love to just go to 256 one night when you're there and just go out. And
no, because I wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, well, I suddenly thought you'll see me and go, oh, no, he's here.
No, I'd go up, I'd give you a hug, maybe even a kiss on the cheek if I'm drunk enough, and then go, do you want a drink, mate?
Yeah, but then I'll be sort of in your, you won't want me there, and then I'll be feeling it as well, and I'll go, I'm going to go, John.
Yeah, and I'll be like, yeah, go on. Probably for the best. Your kids are waiting. Tuck them into bed.
Would you let me come and document? No, obviously not. 256? No, but not have you in it. Just me, like voice notes, like. So it's 3:30 a.m. John's just had a nice snog with.
No, 3:30 shut. 3 o'clock shut. 256. Then you might have to go somewhere like. God, good question. XLR maybe might still be open. Probably it normally ends up in an Abdul's, which is a little bit. Chicken nuggets.
And then Abdul's. What's that?
You chicken what? Nuggets.
Right.
A kebab shop.
Yeah, but classier. Abdul's a good guy.
Shout out to Abdul. If you're listening.
Abdul's Fallowfield. Have you got a black card of any description?
I'm going to email him now.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, but what's that going to do?
I'm just going to say thanks for everything you do for John, my friend John.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah. You know, I should really do that, really. Fallow. A lot of lonely nights in Abdul's. Me and Luke could. We should get Luke on. It's always me and him in Abdul's after a night out.
Would Luke spill the beans on what you get up to?
No, he'd crumble on this pod. The pressure.
Have you got any mates that would not crumble and could sort of...
No.
Bollocks, I was about to ring him up. I haven't got my phone.
Can't ring Abdul up.
Just say thanks.
Yeah, but they'll think you want to order, not bloody say thank you.
I'll ring him up. I've got my phone here.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Yeah. We're not doing this. Don't do this. Don't. I'll wash my hands of you lot if you do this. Don't.
Abdul's Manchester.
Oh, why did I bother saying anything? Right, no, I'm going. Right, good night, chaps.
Why?
Do not ring Abdul's. Do not ring him. Alfie, Alfonso, Indra, do not ring my tip. I go, you're going to ruin the experience for me. That's my happy
what
place.
What experience? You're getting bloody chicken nuggets at 3 a.m., mate.
It's my happy place. I like ending the night there. And I like walking back to my house and the chicken nuggets are gone and the chips are gone and I'm off to bed. And I don't want to go in there and have to bloody worry about Abdul going, it's just dickhead ringing me up all the time. Hey,
mate, not all the time. I'm literally just going to go... Hello, Abdul.
He's not called... The shop's called Abdul. Abdul.
All right, I'll say hello, Abdul's. I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for John
and
at his time at Manchester
John?
Uni. John Beer.
Oh, yeah, for my new football club. Yeah, I know him, yeah. Obviously, no one's going to bloody have a clue who I am.
Is it this one?
Oh, fucking hell.
I can't see that. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's changed now, though. It's got a new sign.
It does, actually.
No. No, because they'll answer the phone going, oh, yeah, what do you want? And you go, I don't want anything, mate. No.
What if I order you a kebab to your house as well?
Well, now you're talking.
And then just say, and by the way, thank you so much for...
Nah, forget it.
What do you want?
No, I don't want...
Go on, what do you want? I'm calling. No. Three.
If you call, I'm leaving the call. That's it. I do not want you to ring Abdul's. They're good, honest, hardworking people who may or may not only take cash. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just
doing is saying thank you for being good.
I think they're really like that. I'll say my mate's leaving, and I just wanted to
the Abdul's people are very Mardy. But
what does that mean?
They go. No, it's they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're bloody shipping people in and out as quickly as possible. They don't want anyone waiting in there. They don't want to talk to anyone. Watch your order. Pay. Here's your food. Leave. Do not eat in my restaurant. Do not eat in. Just eat it. Take it away. Now. You're pissed. Get out. Get out now, John Beer. No, that's it. I'm going. I see you've pushed me to the limits.
Okay.
Bye, guys. No, because you're ruining it for me. I'm gonna have to go somewhere else.
Please press 1. Hey, Abdul's. It's Alfie here. Just want to say thank you so much for all the hard work you've done for my good friend John Beer. He's been a regular at yours in the early hours, and yeah, he really appreciates what you've done for the last 3 years. So yeah, just want to say thanks and keep doing what you're doing. Lots of love. Bye. What's wrong with that? Yeah. Do you know what? They're going to answer that, John. They might be having a bad day, and they'll go, oh, that's lovely.
Right.
That's why I'm doing this.
Can you let me talk here, all right? There's a McDonald's right next door, and all my mates always go, I'm going to pop across to McDonald's, mate. And I'm going to go, no, I'm going to Abdul's, mate. So I'll see you guys outside. And then I walk in, and we all know the deal. 6 chicken nuggets, cheesy chips, put the garlic mayo all over, and I'll go home. All right? I'm not sat in here to try and make friends. It's like the barbers that try and talk to you. Just cut my hair, bud.
Yes, but why don't you like that I've just called up and said John Beer really appreciates what you do for him, which
because
you do.
Now, he doesn't know my name, but I'm one of the only regular customers of Abdul's, I reckon, me and Luke. And now he's going to go, one of these twats, his mate rang me and went, oh, thank you. It just comes across like a joke. You've made me look like a joke. You've made my love for Abdul seem like a joke when it's actually more deep-rooted than this bloody podcast. And now...
But do you want to know, something?
It's like taking away my private time having a poo, for example.
John.
What?
I called David.
Fine. That's fine, then. No, you didn't.
I didn't call Abdul.
No, you didn't. Yeah, they would have answered. They would have answered and they would have gone, all right, what do you want? Where do you live?
So just chill out, okay? No, I just wanted to see how you'd react.
See, that's even worse.
And now you look like a big baby. And I hope you're a bit embarrassed about that.
I'm not embarrassed at all, actually. Proud of my... You know what? In fact, every time I've said the word Abdul, bleep it. I don't want anybody else knowing where I go.
I'm
to
not
eat.
Bleeping that. It's going to take me 3 hours
you know
to edit the part.
Yeah, you edit it.
All right, fine. I'll edit all the bleeps in if you like.
Right, can we end the episode, John, with just 2 minutes of... and you can say, shut up, don't know anything, and I'll go, okay. Any transfer news?
Don't know anything.
Okay.
Oh, that smile you do after is so evil. Did you see it, David?
I can't win with you lot, seriously. If I smile, you hate me. If I'm grumpy, you hate me. If I'm happy,
We love you. And you go like this, don't know anything. And then you do this smile that is like,
and I will keep smiling till the cows come home, baby.
So you do know something.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. And I'm sick and tired of having to say I don't know anything.
WhatsApp it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's obviously a joke. I don't know anything. You know.
So, actually, Alfie, who do you think Ipswich will get in?
That's another thing.
You might get two or three biggie names.
Well, I was talking to Ellis today, and he said when Leeds went up, they got Rafinha, and it was like, oh, my God. So we could be linked with, like, not obviously, like, you know, like Rashford's not coming to Ipswich, but you could... I don't know. I'm trying to think, like...
I'll be honest, do you know who I think would be a good suit? Ross Barkley.
I would love to get Stansfield, not going to lie. I'd love to take him up to the Prem. Yeah.
He's good enough for the Prem already.
Did you see how many...
Awards he won.
He won
at the presentation evening for... the awards evening for Birmingham. He won goal of the season, top goal scorer, players player, supporters player, all sorts. He had there's a photo.
He'll go though, won't he? He will leave.
No. He'll start. He won't leave. He'll start for Fulham next season. Or he'll be at least on the bench every week. He's already got a Premier League appearance for Fulham.
I'd love to get him. I'd love
but
to get him.
But knowing you lot and your bloody firefighters pension money, you probably splash that out. Joke of a...
What National League dickhead are you going to be signing then?
I'd rather sign a National League dickhead than have a bloody firefighters pension fund. Your club's going to go up in flames as soon as you're bloody in debt. Then you need the firefighters to come in and put it out.
I just knew.
That should be the name of the pod. My new in-depth.
Oh my god, that was so satisfying. Sorry, John, I was only joking.
And actually,
mate,
the non-league dickhead that we brought in that David alluded to is actually on fire and won our Player of the Month. So, line your pipe and smoke the non-league knobhead.
Okay.
Do you know what I would like? I'd like a couple of Ipswich players on loan. And if Alfie's got the connections he keeps on banging on about, it should happen.
What connect?
I want that Al Hamadi that they brought in.
Well, you're not getting
Why
him,
not?
Obviously. You've just signed
him. Yeah, and he's not good enough for the Prem. He should come from League Two. He's probably good enough for the Championship, to be fair, so put that in your pipe and smoke it, John. What are we doing about watch-alongs so people can get to grips? Because there's a playoff game tonight. I should be watching that right now. And there's a player, Crewe versus Doncaster.
I'm up for them.
Whenever.
Right, let's go down. Let me tell you, you can't go wrong when you're sucking on a Vimto bonbon. I got plenty I can share around. I'll have you sucking till the sun goes down. Let me tell you, you can't go wrong when you're sucking on a Vimto bonbon. Oh, 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 when you're sucking on a Vimto bonbon. Oh, 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 when you're sucking on a. Yeah, I'm a sucker for these little suckers. Don't do drugs, but I'm addicted to these motherfuckers. And when I put them in my mouth, my heart does little flutters. Yeah, sometimes I'll just plate them up and have them for my supper. Bon bon appetit, god, these things are so neat. It's powdery inside and chewy beneath. Sorry ladies, you won't get me tonight in the sheets, cause I'll be with my friends sucking sugary sweets.